What's a board that is balanced on something, a sawhorse or something, and a child sits on one end and a child sits on the other and they go up and down like that?
Oh, a seesaw, we call it.
Okay. And if two children are playing on a seesaw, you'd say they are?
Seesawing.
What do you call a limb or plank between two sawhorses that a child jumps up and down on?
Juggling board.
Okay. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Flying genie.
Okay. What do you call a movable container for coal that sits next to a stove?
Well, it, we used to have what you call a vase. That is a, we'd fill that up, we'd bring the wood, coal in a bucket or a coal scuttle, that's whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh. But, well, is a vase for coal and a scuttle the same thing?
No, not with us it wasn't. It's, those, now whether that's the correct term or not, I don't know, but we had it, we said that was for bringing extra coal, so we'd have it in the house, and it was slightly ornamental, it'd stand up and it'd cover down on it, and the coal scuttle was just the bucket that you
So a scuttle wasn't ornamental then?
No.
Uh-huh.
You don't, I ain't got a scuttle back there, I don't want to see one.
Is this one the shape that has a sort of a thing that looks almost like a spout? I mean, it's like a bucket, but it's sort of bent out.
Yeah, some of them did have a sort of a covered spout, but it, that's when you shook fine coal in.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see one, I got one, I'd bring it up and show it to you. But
okay, well, well, don't do it right now, but maybe later. Because I would like to see it later, but I don't want to make you get up and get it right
well,
now.
Well, I better get it now, I won't think about it.
Okay.
You just need to hide it. Oh, she's sold out.
What do you call the metal tube attached to a stove that the smoke goes up?
Chimney.
Okay. Would you ever call it a stovepipe or a funnel?
Yes, stovepipe. You call it a stovepipe.
What has one wheel and two handles and you push things around in it?
Wheelbarrow.
What's something used for sharpening a scythe with in a field?
Whetstone.
And what do you call a larger thing for sharpening knives that goes round and round?
Grindstone. You start sharpening your side on those too.
Uh-huh. Before a person gets a driver's license, he has to learn to drive a
car.
To keep a car running smoothly, every now and then you have to take it to a service station and let them put it up on a rack and what?
I don't know what you have in mind.
Okay.
I don't drive myself, so.
Well, they shoot some black stuff up into it.
Grease it, I guess.
Okay. And if something has grease on it, then it feels
greasy. We got a Yankee friend that says greasy.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Mm.
A filling station attendant checks the water and
air.
Okay, and something else.
Your battery.
Yeah, something else.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, what do you have? What's something like 3-in-1 that you put in?
Oil?
Yeah. What did people used to burn in lamps?
Oil.
Okay. They just built a boat and they're about to push it into the water, so you'd say they're about to, what, the boat?
Launch.
The thing inside a tire that holds air is the?
Tube.
What does a person get into to go out on a river or a lake?
Boat.
Are you going today? Yes, I
am.
Yes, I am. What?
Going. If
okay. And yes, we
did go. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I want the present tense again.
Yes, yes, we are going now.
Uh-huh. If you wanted to know if a boy was going, you might say, is he going? If you wanted to know if a girl was going, you'd say,
is she going?
And if several people were going?
They are they going?
And if you were going?
I am going. Or
question.
Oh, shall I go? I don't know just what you...
Okay, that's exactly what I want. You'd say, am I going?
Yeah, am I going,
If a child was running around looking for his clothes, his mother might say to him, here, what, your clothes?